All right, so listen, on Jane's World today, we're chatting about different methods of office communication. Now, as we know, there are obviously different types of way of communicating with your colleagues, okay? Some people choose Skype, Facebook, more recently WhatsApp groups. Oh, WhatsApp groups, eh? How many groups today have you muted? They can get out of control. I'm a big fan of WhatsApp, I must say. Can get a bit intrusive, obviously, while emails are always the one that you go to for like big messaging and like corporate scenarios, right? But it's pretty difficult to read a sender's tone. How many times have you read an email, digested it in a certain way, maybe had a bit of an altercation over it, and then realized that you'd read it in the wrong tone? So things can get a little bit complicated. For me, when somebody writes like in like high street fashion, like slang, like girl, G-U-R-R-L. No, I'm not your girl. I think I'm maybe old school, but I don't like see you later, L, the number 8, E-R, or before, B, letter B and 4. It's just not my vibe. So shorthand slang is really not a good look on my inbox. as per my previous email, what, you take me for a fool? Don't dig that one either. And noted, again, can be read in so many different ways. The folk at 9gag have decoded some of the most popular and annoying email phrases, and the interweb has loved it so much they've shared it over 200,000 times. What? You can go and read about that up at ecr.co.za under my show tab, Jane. Lindley Thomas, now it's your turn. What is the most annoying work email phrase? Come on. 0617 929 495. So we're chatting about those annoying emails that when they land in your inbox, they just make your blood boil. Like those phrases that are used. As we like were discussing earlier, it's hard to read tone. How many times have you got yourself into hot water for misfeeling the tone? This has got to be the worst, and you don't need to feel tone here. As stated below. Up at ecr.co.za under my show tab, Jane and Lindley Thomas, we've put a whole lot of scenarios there which are then translated. So, for example, as stated below actually means you need to read the entire email chain, not just the top two lines, because your dumb question has already been answered. Oh, man, that's one of my favorites. How about this one? Sorry for being unclear. Actually means, no, I wasn't. Obviously, you didn't really read what I wrote. You need to pay more attention. Or this one, just checking in. In other words, I'm going to keep sending you emails about this until you respond. For that full list, ecr.co.za. Let's take a listen to this voice note.
Hi there, Jane. It's Cameron here from Durban Reservoir Hills.
Hey, Cam.
I think the most annoying email phrase is, trust you are well. Or, good day, trust that you are well. To me, it doesn't make any sense. Why can't it be hello, how are you, or something like that? But yeah, that's my most annoying phrase. Trust you are well. Thank you.
All this?
The worst thing for me when somebody sends me an email and they go, hey.
Days must be so long in your office, man. Is that an H and an E and then Y, 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 Y? No shorthand in emails, okay? No thank you.